exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night, and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio. It is, I think, the last day of spring. Summer starts tomorrow. It's hot out there. The light is still shining. But it doesn't matter what burdens you put upon our engineer. Long days, burning hot sun. He will be here, and he will make sure that the electrons get to you wherever you are, whether it's TuneIn Radio, streaming on FM Talk 1065.com, or in your car radio, your truck radio, or in your house, wherever you are, he's going to make sure those electrons get to you so you know what's going on Common Sense Radio. You get that backstory, the front story, the side story, whatever it is, because there's always a lot to sift through. So we are always pleased to have our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, soon to be showing. I think they've got a pilot for you on The Bachelor coming up or something. Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I'm going to use that if nominated. I choose not to run. If elected, I will not serve.
Well, don't be so hasty. So. Ladies, if you want to be on the episode of Bachelor with Mark Holliday, text us, send a pic before Mark decides that he does want to be on The Bachelor.
Talking about these reality shows, I mean, there's The Bachelor, there's Bachelorette, there's Big Brother, there's Love Hotel, there's Grand Hotel, there's what? Love Island. I mean, it is all just... You know,
it's all. I've never seen them, but from what I understand, it's all train wrecks. It's like take the most flawed people and see if you can egg them on into doing
not
something
hard.
Stupid.
Hey, as bad and politically incorrect from my way of thinking that some shows on PBS are, they're still more entertaining.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, still more entertaining.
No, those are.
Yeah.
Hey, I was watching Secrets of the Dead tonight before.
Secrets of the Dead.
Secrets of the Dead, talking about Cleopatra. I'd seen it before, trying to find Cleopatra's tomb. It was interesting.
See, there's all this stuff I have no clue about.
I enjoyed it.
But that's why we have a director of quality assurance here
to keep
this show from getting off track into what, who knows what sort of esoteric left field.
I'm corralling.
She's corralling. She's cracking the whip. She's here. Thank God, our director of quality assurance, executive producer, co-host, all-around nice gal, gold star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's great to be here, Pete.
In the studio.
My
you're
favorite
here. Thank
time
you.
Of year, the long day of summer.
I do. I'm actually a little sad because I know... The starting Sunday, the days get shorter again.
I know. Yeah.
That
it's
actually
so
makes
sad.
Me sad.
Me too.
Sad. The
I
days
agree.
Are getting short again. I go, rats.
No. Yeah.
It's like we haven't fully, you know,
just got
exploited
going.
The daylight yet.
Yes.
And now it's starting to recede.
Yeah.
And it feels nice.
So enjoy tomorrow. It'll be the longest
day of the year.
Yes.
That's right. Mm. So enjoy that day. All right. Yeah. Okay. There's several big stories, but probably the big story right now is the Iranians shot down a Navy drone. And I'm going to tell you it was over international waters. Oh, it wasn't over international waters. I'm going to tell you it was. You know why? Because if it wasn't, you wouldn't know about it.
Wouldn't know about
right.
it.
Right.
They would. If it was not over international waters, we would be not. No, we didn't lose the drone.
No.
What are you talking about? There's no drone.
Right.
We didn't have a drone. Drone? Nope. No, no, not here.
Not to say that there have not been drones that have been sent in. Over... territory of variety
whoever.
Of countries.
Right. We've probably done that stuff.
We have done that,
so,
I'm sure. Yes.
The fact they shot this drone. And the other thing people don't realize, this is not new. They have harassed drones, aircraft, and ships for years. They did it a lot during the Obama administration, but, you know, the Obama administration's response was to send money.
Right.
Say,
right.
Of course you wouldn't do that. Here's some money.
Yeah, pallets full of cash.
So put that into perspective. These guys have been doing it. And then last week, you know, you got to go, what's going on here?
Well, I was going to say, last week.
They put mines on these two tankers, which we scolded them for and called them out for and said, don't do that. But they weren't our tankers, a Norwegian tanker and a Japanese tanker. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have a role in that, and that one of the things we do as guardians of freedom is the high seas.
Right.
Folks, that's one of the reasons the world stays free. Is because the oceans are free. They're not anybody's territory. And the Navy goes great pains to do freedom of navigation operations all around this globe to make sure you get 12 miles, guys, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't claim this Gulf or this strait or whatever. It's not yours. It's international water.
Right.
And we're going to make sure it stays there. And they actually have they have lawyers that track these things. And there's places, you'll be on a Navy ship, and you'll get orders, go down into the Gulf of Sidra, because we haven't been there in 9 months, and we need to go by. And we'll go down and go past Libya to say, nope, we use it.
Yep.
So it has to do with that. But now, so they do the tankers, and they're like, no, we didn't do it. Of course, we got video of them doing it, a lot of intelligence of them doing it. And now they shoot down a drone. You guys go, so what's going on? They're testing us, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are testing the envelope. This is somebody's poking you to see what can they get away with.
See,
and the more they get away with, the bigger the next step is.
But you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And the neocon in me wants to, you know, smash back, you know, tenfold. But that's another story. Here's the problem. We have been at war since 1991, 92.
Yeah, okay? That's crazy.
So Trump has been talking about
not going to war.
Not going to war, drawing down troops from Afghanistan, you know,
we need to get out
pulling
of this
people
stuff.
Back from the Middle East.
And I agree
sort
with
thing.
You.
So wouldn't it behoove the Democrats to
try to force
encourage him
into a war. Goad him into a war.
Go to war. Knowing that, generally speaking, I think the American public is war weary.
Oh no, I agree with that. I agree with that.
So, see, from a political point of view,
but I don't think we need to go to war.
Well,
there's no reason to go to war. We don't want any Iranian territory. They don't have any. It's not like Iraq took Kuwait. They didn't take anything.
Right.
They're just being buttheads and harassing freedom of navigation.
So
I don't know what he's
going to
do.
That's the question.
I think they figure
response?
Out where that came from, right? Wherever that missile came from that shot it down, and that place won't be there in the morning, right?
Just that one.
And we say, hey, fellas, if you do it again, we'll take out the rest of it. And oh, by the way, the Navy, if they come out of 12 outside of 12 miles, we'll take them out too because they're laying mines. So when you guys are ready to behave, call us. Until then, we have more of what you saw last night. And welcome. Are we at war with Syria? We bombed them.
Yeah no.
No, I we just
not.
Sent some bombs in. And what do? We got a bunch of squealing. You bombed Syria. You know, and Putin was, don't do that. Don't do that no more. And so what?
Yeah, and he said it again today.
And but I don't know. My thing is, you shot down a U.S. military. Yep. See, and the way the military operates, particularly the Navy, wherever it is a sovereign representative of the United States. A Navy ship is sovereign U.S. territory.
Right.
So if you attack a U.S. military asset, you attack the United States.
It's the same as you're on our soil.
I don't know. I'm kind of the mind, you can't just not do anything.
Right.
Now I'm not a warmonger. I don't want to go to war with them. But I don't think you have to. I think you spank them.
Or just like the peace through strength.
Yeah.
One strong, decisive.
And say, look, we got lots
this
of
is
war.
Enough.
The Reagan-Libya maneuver.
Yeah.
Oh, and what did that do? That made, for 20 years,
here,
he was docile.
You can have all my stuff now. Please take all my stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He saw what we did to Iraq, and he called. He says, I got stuff. Come get it.
Yeah.
I mean, his only demise was Hillary wanted to be president.
Yeah.
She
right.
goes, well, who can I get? Oh, Muammar's old and easy. I'll get him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because he was, that was really the stupidest thing we ever did was go in there to take out Muammar Gaddafi was bothering nobody when Hillary went in there to take him out. Nobody.
Right.
And all she did was create a vacuum of power for who? ISIS.
Yeah.
To go as stupid.
Yeah.
I just don't think. See, Obama did this. He appeased them. Oh, this and that. Let me give you technology. Let me give you cash. You know, right. $1.7 billion. I mean, come on. That's just ridiculous. Now, it's kind of funny. And I think the war talk, oh, we don't want to go to war. We're not going to war. I mean, how many times have we lobbed missiles on somebody? We're not going to war. And oh, by the way, if it was so bad, oil increased 6% because people, the market, they take advantage of that. And that's more the speculators than anybody else,
sure
right?
Sure it is. Always has. Always is. Always
but
is.
But if it was so bad, why did the stock market soar today?
Yeah.
Why did it soar? I mean, it's. I think this is a bunch of. This is another tempest in a teapot. I'm guessing we're going to wake up, I don't know, maybe a few Tomahawk missiles here or there and a tersely worded thing, and it's over. And they'll just, you know, we'll just have AOC misconstruing the whole thing for the next month. Right?
That wouldn't be hard.
That wouldn't be hard.
That's not difficult.
When we get back, there, you know, there was some good news for the Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. It looks like he's...
Oh, well, we have to cover that. I've been hearing some of that
really
today. All right, look, we got lines open. We got text line open, 251-343-0106. Give us a call. Give us a text.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you have automotive needs, you need repairs, you need maintenance, you need service, or you need a new car, a new used car, that is, you need to go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road. They are down there in Tillman's Corner, right there at the intersection of Highway 90 and I-10. As you're heading south on 90, go underneath the I-10 underpass interchange there. Look to the right. You'll see the big checkered sign and the checkered building says King's Automotive. They will take care of you. I just had my wife's air conditioner repaired in her car. Mm-hmm. Did a great job. Got it done on time. Got it done on budget. It was wonderful. And I can trust them that they know what they're doing. They give you they try to save you money with the parts and all that stuff. They really they shop it all over. They do good great repairs, good maintenance service. And then when you need a car, you got a high schooler in your house.
Yeah.
And you need that first car, they got budget-friendly cars.
Oh.
I mean, you can get them down as low as $5,000, maybe $3,000, or they got nicer cars. Or go by and tell Tom and Marie what you want. They'll find it for you. Go to King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road in Tillman's Corner for the royal treatment. Tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio. Okay. All right. I think we've done enough with the drone thing.
It'll unfold more.
It's going to unfold. But you know what? By next week... I'm guessing we probably can't even remember that we talked about this last week. I mean, right now everybody's going nuts.
You may be right because I had forgot about the tankers until this week.
Till it did. Although I'm telling you, the Iranians are testing us.
They are.
They don't do these things just to, oops. You know, so anyway. The other news I thought was pretty interesting was the Trump rally Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some stats on it, and one of them was that Tuesday night there were more people standing in line for the bathroom at the Trump rally than had been to all the Biden rallies combined.
In history.
Yeah.
In all of history.
Yes. No, I mean,
believe that.
You know what? And I have yet to actually watch it. I've seen snippets here and saw the news, but I haven't actually watched it. Everybody I've talked to that watched it said, it was awesome! He talked for 90 minutes, and he hit everything.
I listened to a little bit.
Was it good?
Yeah, it really, it's...
And he wowed the crowd. Here's the thing. Okay, so he did a good job with all that. But here's the thing. I'm watching this. This is like 2016, remember? 2016, you know, Hillary's puttering around, and she's got a couple hundred people, and she's, you know, passing out and being thrown into minivans and whisked away before they see that she's sick.
Right, yeah.
And they're saying, look in the polls. She's killing Trump in the polls. There's no way she can lose. And they're all the pundits are laughing. Trump, he'll never be president. Now, all the polls say, and while all this is going on, and then we have a report from Mobile. 20,000 people pack Ballad People Stadium or wherever. Name wherever he goes.
Yeah, any small place.
It's standing room only. I don't know how many times I saw on social media people would post these things. And the line of people would be a mile or two long.
Yeah.
Trying to get into whatever coliseum or stadium where Trump overflow crowds. People are so excited, enthusiasm. And he won. She lost.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's even worse now.
But this time, Biden is, you know, head Biden is overwhelmingly going to win.
I think
even Beto is edging out Beto and Klobuchar.
Hey, Beto's got Willie Nelson.
All of them are
going to beat. Yeah, I saw that today.
Willie Nelson said, whatever Beto wants to do, I'm with him.
I'm like, have you looked at what he said? That's surprising.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark, but Willie is sort of a case against CBD oil.
No.
Yeah, that might be true.
I mean, Willie, I love your music, but dude, really? Have you listened to Beto?
Well, look, I feel like they're all unraveling at the seams. Biden, they just dug up some more stuff where he was supporting
all these segregationists.
All the racist segregationists. Then AOC, she let loose on her concentration camp thing. And, you know, I'm like, just let them keep going.
No, I know. Let them keep going on this. And that's what I'm saying. Here we are. The same thing is even worse. So, I mean, Biden gets 200 people and Trump gets 40,000 people. And they're saying, but Biden beats him head-to-head in every state. Really?
No.
Does anybody believe that?
No.
I don't think so. And I really, we're again, and I think they're misreading it, and they're actually working against themselves even more so in 2020 and 2016. A vote for Trump is a poke in the eye of the federal government. It pokes the federal government in the eye and all the establishment politicians, even more so, because they know now that he is the outsider. He's still the outsider. And really, what better message? And I went to Washington, and they all hate me. What better campaign?
Yeah, that's a
yes.
One. Yes.
That's the guy I want in Washington. Yeah. I want the guy in Washington that Washington hates.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and one way you can know is I also read an article today about the mass exodus from all the states that are big blue
states.
So, you know, which we've known that has been happening, but apparently it's ramping up. The numbers are getting greater, faster. And so, again, that just sort of reflects the people that make money in this country and work hard.
They go to where they can live and they can make a living.
To me, that's still a microcosm idea of you can talk about polls all day.
Yeah,
but let's look at these statistics.
Let's look at what
how people are
actually
fleeing. They can't get away fast enough from the big government states.
No, they are. They're trying to get out of those places. So we've seen all this before. But he did a great job. I think it's $25 million in one day.
Yeah.
You raised.
I'm sure.
So no, it was. I think he's way ahead. Even there's a few people. Even Piers Morgan came out and said something.
He did. He's like, he's going to easily win.
Said, why do y'all waste your time with all these polls? This guy's got it won already. This is crazy.
Yeah. He might as well move on to the next election.
I think so. And so that kind of goes back to where I was going next is the impeachment is kind of stalled because your rabid AOC, Swalwell, Spartacus, numbnuts who really don't know anything, right?
Yes.
We want to impeach him. The people demand we impeach him. We got a poll here that says 98% of Americans want Trump impeached. They're going off. And you got to give it to Pelosi and Schumer. They actually know better.
Yeah.
They know this is a trap. And they're like, no. It's a trap. It's a trap. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. But they may get their hand forced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because the people... You listen to all this. I'm telling you, the people don't want him impeached. They want you to govern. They're tired of this crap.
But not
in the echo chamber in D.C.
Exactly. And here's the thing. We're coming into political season, but first there are primaries. And it always happens. It never fails. On the Democrat side, you have to run to the left to be nominated.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just like Republicans generally have to run to the
right
to get nominated.
Right.
And then they all
come
try and move back
to the center.
To the center. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid the Democrats are being pushed so far to the left that they'll never be able to get back to the center to win a general election.
It's one of those ones you can't get there from here.
So the only place that you can win with a position and policy like that is in California.
Right. You win California and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe New York.
And New York and Illinois, and you're done.
Yeah, I mean, but with open primaries in California.
Right, with open primaries. Yeah.
You can go as far left as you want.
Yeah, they're totally off. But I agree. They're going so far left, they can't even see the middle.
I don't think they'll
ever
be able to pull
their
way back. They don't
even know which way is back to the middle. They can't even figure it out.
Yeah.
And so,
I
think it's going to back, because you look at them, and you were saying the concentration camp thing.
Oh, that was a, I really kind of dug into that to think about, okay, how stupid is this? And you know, it really does make you just want to hit your head against a wall because it's so...
Well, the interesting... what I would submit to you is AOC has no clue
she's
of
a
what
nobody.
She has said.
She's a nobody. She's echoing back something she was told to say. She's not smart
at all. She's doubled down. She goes, I looked it up in Webster's. The dictionary says I'm right.
It's what? Not even close.
It's not...
There's so many things that are not...
No, and...
It's an insult. There's so many bad things.
Yeah, if you don't understand, and folks, you got to keep this in context. A Nazi concentration camp is where they took you and they stripped you and they starved you and they mutilated you and then they gassed you.
And before you got there, they made you march there at the end of the barrel of a gun.
Unlike
these people that are
who are climbing in,
walking however far they're
thousands
walking willingly.
Of miles.
And breaking through our border.
Yeah, that was
I saw a meme about that. I mean, let's just start there.
So, if it's like a concentration camp, it's the first one people are trying to get into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
Hello?
The main difference, just to start out with.
Doesn't that tell you something?
Yes.
We're trying to get into it.
Right.
But I guess with the 10-year thing, and this is kind of like when you do the sexual harassment stuff. And I'm trying to grasp in here, but if you say that if you compare a guy wolf whistling at the girl, and you say that's as bad as a brutal rape murder, no, it's not. You can't even compare the two, and they're totally out to lunch on this. I mean, it exposes their stupidity and absurdity, and I think the average Americans are looking at it just going, really.
Yeah.
You're doubling down saying that we're doing concentration. Come on.
And then you want to take that she's now the leader of the Democrat Party.
Oh, yeah. Now they're
the
going nuts.
Child. Yeah,
they're going
nuts
over
it's
that. Well, she might be the Instagram leader of the Democrat Party. I don't know. I'm not on Instagram.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got enough social media. I can't handle anymore. All right. We got lines open. We got texts. Hopefully some texts coming in. 251-343-0106. Yeah, text man said, Baldwin County, Trump solid 90%. Yay! We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Signs and Shirts, who is your headquarters for custom-made signs, custom-made dry-fit shirts, absolutely the best quality shirts that you can make, and they be custom-made with your logo, your graphics, whatever it is for your employees, your family reunion, your company, whatever it is, or signs, yard signs, banners, whatever, promotional materials. Call Greg Callahan down there at 877-744-6750. ABC Signs and Shirts, they can do it all. Whatever you need for promotional materials, they can do it. And they bring you, they're at abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, and abcsigns.biz, B-I-Z. And here is wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
Reverend clergy, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, I want to begin tonight by saying how touched I am to know that Timp wanted me here this evening. Why, he even called me himself last week and said, Mr. President, make sure you don't miss the dinner Tuesday night. But to be honest, I've always known that Timp was behind me. Even it was only at the State of the Union address. As I made each proposal, I could hear Tip whispering to the George Bush, forget it, no way. Fat chance. Yeah. I think it was inevitable, though, that there'd be a standoff between us. Imagine one Irishman trying to corner another Irishman in the Oval Office. But despite all this, Tip wanted me here. He said that since it was March 17th, it was only fitting that someone drop by who actually had known St. Patrick.
All right, there you go. This was remarked. This was the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day, 1986. And it was the dinner honoring the retiring Speaker of the House, the Democrat Speaker of the House, Thomas P. O'Neill, Jr., known as Tip O'Neill. For those who don't remember, the House was controlled by the Democrats in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House. I think it was in Massachusetts, wasn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah, he was from Massachusetts. And he was a Democrat. He was opposed to most of what Reagan did. I played this because there was a mutual respect and collegiality.
Right.
That even though there was a lot of vehement disagreement, there was still a respect in that Tip O'Neill didn't think that Ronald Reagan wanted to destroy America.
Right.
And Ronald Reagan didn't think Tip O'Neill wanted to destroy America.
Right.
So they could try to talk to each other about things. And that's this week's column about Russian collusion supplants American collegiality. And it's ridiculous. This whole thing now, the whole presumption by the Democrats is that Trump is a Russian stooge trying to destroy the United States.
Right.
And so they can't talk to him about anything. I mean, they're so far apart, there's no way to talk about anything. Because the only thing the Democrats can say is, we're going to put you in prison at first chance we get.
Right.
So how do you work with that? I mean, I get it. You disagree with his tax cuts. You disagree with his economic policy. You disagree with his immigration policy. That's fine. But to say that he's trying to destroy the country, make it a Russian satellite or whatever pablum that they come up with, you can't work with that. You can't talk to somebody, you know. It's kind of like...
It's very childish.
It's very childish. Yeah. You can't have you can't talk to somebody who says the earth is flat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we can't start with a false premise, okay? We just can't. And that's what that's all about. And so if you go to the Call News or the Tri-City Ledger this week, the column is Russian collusion supplants American collegiality. And I think we're missing it, but the problem is not with the Russians. It's with us.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the other point that I really made in there is the Russian collusion worked. It worked in that they threw out some innuendo. And right?
Yeah.
And right. Some, maybe veiled accusations. And the Democrats swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. It's, he colluded, he cheated, blah, blah, blah. Although, I don't want to get into all the stuff that they're the ones that actually did it. But right. They've done this. The Russians are laughing.
This is what they do.
They're going down to their social media hacking of guys down there in the basement of the Kremlin going, wow, for $350,000, you have paralyzed the American political system for 2 years.
We had no idea it would work this well.
More of vodka for these guys. They're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Just who knew a few Facebook posts could paralyze the American political system?
Yeah.
So that's the column this week, and that's why I just – was looking for something that I couldn't find exactly, but I found this one and said, you know, what a difference 30 years makes.
Yeah.
Incredible
difference. Right.
Okay. Look, we got Bert from Theodore called in with a new topic about the State Board of Education. Take it away, Bert.
Yeah, Pete. My antennas always go sky high when I hear somebody say, let's take the vote out of the people's hands.
Yes.
That always means that in somebody's opinion, the wrong people are winning elections who somehow have the wrong positions on the wrong issues, and we're not getting told about what's the bottom line issue behind all this. We're not getting told about the backstory. This is being presented to us as this. You, as the people of Alabama, you're not competent, you're not qualified to choose your school board members.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay. Well, if I'm not qualified to choose my school board members, then how am I qualified to cast this vote to take the vote out of my hands?
Right.
Good point.
Right. No. Look, this is a total scam and corruption, and I hate it that all the Republicans and the governor are all in on this. They're trying, for those of you who don't know, they have passed a bill that will put, I believe, on the primary, it'll be on the primary election next year. I think it's the primary. March, or is it hold over? It's in the primary.
Not sure.
Where we will vote whether the State Board of Education should be elected or appointed. And what Bert's talking about is they're removing the people from another step of of being engaged with their government by choosing our State Board of Education. They're saying, oh, no, well, we have such education problems. The problem is the State Board of Education. The problem is the board that the people of Alabama have elected. If you will let the governor appoint her patsies, we can get this straight.
Air quote professionals.
Air quote professionals. And I'm going to tell you something.
Can you say Bentley?
Huh?
Can you say Bentley, as in the next Bentley we got to trust?
Yeah, no, that's exact. Just like the, but let me tell you something about this Board of Education stuff, taking it away from the people. All you got to do is look at the Insurance Commission and all the other appointed commissions by the state of Alabama. They, for the most part, are corrupt. The ones that give the certificate of needs for hospitals and stuff, that is the most corrupt cesspool you'll ever see, bought off by everything, and that's all they're going to do with this appointed State Board of Education. It is a total sham, and as we get closer to it, hopefully we'll bring more light to it.
Here's the thing. Anytime, if in this case, the Board of Education, if you vote and say, here's what we want for education for our children, here's what we expect you to do,
right,
Mr. Mrs. Board Member.
Yes.
And if they don't do that, the next time they come up for re-election, you can say, didn't do what we wanted you to do, so we're going to put somebody in there who will do what we asked them to
now
do.
Now you don't have that choice.
Now you won't have that choice.
Or you won't have that choice.
Yeah. Yeah. If this goes through, you will not be able, you know, if,
just
if
write
they don't
letters
do what you want to do, it's like, what recourse do you have?
You have no recourse.
You have no recourse.
That's exactly what they're doing. And look, this whole thing goes back to before they implemented Common Core, which I think was around 2011 or 12 sometime. I can't remember exactly. Alabama was up to 25th or 26th in the country for education.
Right.
We implement Common Core, and we're back down at 48, 49, 50.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Now, and the state has been demanding, and Republicans have been giving lip service to repealing Common Core. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Well, you know what? Big business, the AEA, the big unions, they want Common Core. They don't want to get rid of it. So instead of getting rid of Common Core and letting the reforms go, and we did have a reform-minded superintendent, their answer is no. Get right. rid of the rabble-rousing State Board of Education, because those people and their stupid votes are bothering
right.
us.
Right.
Because there's already money
so,
planned to be made.
And Pete, the main sponsor of this, Del Marsh, I used to support him in a lot of ways for a lot of things, but now he's lost me because he's trying to tell us, well, he's against Common Core, so therefore we should be putting this, you know, in the hands of the governor.
No, Senator
I think
Del
this
Marsh.
This is all about Common Core, and I think this is all about us surrendering the power to fight Common Core to these people.
Yeah, but Bert, let me tell you something about this, because I've been involved in some of this tangentially for years now. Every year, the Republicans in our state legislature play the same Charlie Brown, Lucy football. This year we've got it. We're going to get rid of Common Core. We support you guys, blah, blah, blah. Here's the football. Get ready to kick it.
And we'll wait until the very last minute.
And I'm going to tell you,
we're out of time again.
Again, they run out the clock, and Del Marsh is Lucy, buddy. That guy's pulled the football more than a couple of times.
Yep.
So don't believe
you're
any
right.
of these guys. They are all, they're only doing these things for what we think sounds good to help me in my next election. I guess he's given up his Senate heat because he was talking about running
just,
for U.S. Senate.
Just look and see how much the AEA is contributing to their campaigns.
And
you will know how they feel about Common Core.
But it's also the BCA now, too, the Business Council of Alabama.
Yeah, you're right.
The chambers, they all like it. And so they're tired of fooling with us, the little people. That's why they're cutting us
we're
out. But you're right. This is a big deal. This is trying to deny democracy or the democratic vote and right of the people to have a say on their education. And
one last thing, Pete. The Democrat that ran against Herbert Hoover and during Prohibition era said the only cure for the ills of democracy is more democracy.
Yeah, was that Alfred Smith?
That was Al Smith.
Yep.
I will always say that till my dying day. Don't ever give up your right to vote.
Right.
Don't
no, you got
to give up your right to vote.
Don't give it up. And that's what they're trying to do. I just can't believe. But it's one of those things that's not sexy, and they just kind of run it through because we're not paying attention. But as that vote gets closer, and I think it is in March next year, we will be covering it. So I appreciate you bringing it to our attention.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right, thank you for calling in. Look, we got some lines open. The text line, somebody said, I'm with Taxman. Mobile County is also 90-95% Trump. Yay! All right. And don't forget, the Dems are trying to lose. They're passing laws that boys should play girls' sports. Really? Did you see that? They're trying to pass laws that say boys, if they want to wear a skirt, can play girls' sports.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a girl suing.
Girls suing because they're tired of losing. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And don't forget, if you are searching for a church home or learning more about the Bible or understanding the Gospels or knowing who Jesus Christ really was, you need to go to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. It is a Bible-teaching church, a true-to-the-Bible church, a conservative pastor. They will teach you the Word of God, and you don't have to worry about it being watered down or made politically correct. They bring you the truth. And it's a wonderful congregation of warm people, great fellowship down there. They're down there at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road, south of I-10 and north of Highway 90. Try out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church this weekend. They're great. Pastor Gunnell, a great conservative preacher. You'll enjoy the sermons down there. And speaking of that, freedom of religion did get a win today.
Oh, yes.
The Supreme Court came out, and for y'all, let me put it out there what it is. There is a cross put up, a memorial cross to World War One veterans in Maryland that's been up for almost 90 years. Over 90 years, okay? And it turned out, I can't remember, but I don't think it started on state land, but the people who put it up, obviously they're dead and they're gone, and it wound up becoming state land. Somebody gave it. The state of Maryland owns it. Well, the atheists said, well, you can't own anything that has a cross on it. And they've been fighting this thing for years. I don't know how many, but several years. Well, you got to take that cross down because that's public land. And you know, which I will tell you, that really rubs me wrong, that almost a century ago, grieving families put up a memorial that they thought was appropriate for their fallen, their loved ones. Mm-hmm. And now some moron 100 years later, because he's offended by it, wants to rip it down. These are one of those things that some people just need their butt whipped.
Do you just
need your butt whipped.
Do you have a right to not be offended?
Yes.
I mean,
no, you don't have a no. No, you don't have that right.
Right.
Because if you did, I wouldn't be on the air.
That's right.
I mean, golly. Well, the good news is the Supreme Court of the United States, by 7-2,
yes,
ruled in favor that the cross
that cross
stands.
Can be there, yeah.
It can be there. And those atheists can take all their money they wasted and, well, we don't want to know what they're going to do. Anyway.
Pound sand.
We don't even get into what they pound. They're just get away from us. Okay? But 7-2, and the only dissenters were Ginsburg and Sotomayor, which I found interesting because Sotomayor is Catholic.
Yeah.
I found it interesting that she dissented that the cross should go. Okay, what is this one just came in? Do you know the Democrats are trying to eliminate the last four words of prude presidential swearingen? Huh? Okay, we have to Google that. I'm not sure what that means. Prude presidential swearingen. Okay, I don't know. Let's go. We got James from Pensacola holding on line two. James, what you're saying, they're trying to put the Democrats are trying to put an anti-gun measure on the ballot in Florida?
Yeah, next year it bans so-called assault weapons.
Oh.
Really?
So they're trying to do an assault.
Supposedly they've got enough signatures to get it on. But, you know, see, that once again, are we going to end up like Oregon, Washington State, New York, California with all this crap?
Oh, yeah. No. All the places with the tightest gun control have the highest crime. And isn't it amazing that nobody figures that out? Everywhere you go, the tightest gun control has the highest crime. Mm-hmm. The loosest gun control has the lowest crime. It's not hard to see. The data is there. Why can it not be figured out? You know why? They don't want to figure it out. They want to oppress you. They want to take right. away your rights so that one day when you're disarmed, they can do whatever they want with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they're trying to do. Because they don't want you to elect your school board. They don't want you to be against Common Core. They don't want you to be against Gay Pride Week or whatever.
It's always incremental steps.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And, a little increment here, a little increment
there.
Even
these things where they split up things into different bills, like this Equality Act.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the opposite of equality,
yes.
essentially. Basically, it did get some flack, and they busted it up, and they've inserted it
right.
into the fine print of all these other bills. It's just...
Yeah,
it couldn't be more atrocious.
Which makes
to be
you think
honest.
That the Democrats are trying to lose. But anyway,
well, maybe yeah.
So now, are they going to get it on the bill?
If they get this thing on the ballot, though, and they start airing ads on television in favor of it, think of the horribly biased ads that they're going to run to try to get it passed.
Now, is this going to be a constitutional amendment, James? Do you know?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I just know they're trying to get that.
How does it get out? It doesn't. Don't the Republicans control the legislature in Florida?
Yes.
Well, what?
So you're having the same problem we have in Alabama. You're fighting Republicans.
Similarly, yeah. yes. Go ahead, James.
But they're, you know, it's just the left, just like that medical marijuana. You know, why do you think they wanted that on the ballot to get? You know, the left energized the left out to vote. And think about it, all these lawyers, they want marijuana because they're thinking about all those, you know, lawsuits and everything they're going to have.
Yeah. Well, the only good thing about it being a constitutional amendment in Florida, correct me if I'm wrong, is it takes 60% to pass.
But why is this even getting out of a Republican legislature?
I have not. I'm glad you mentioned it because I have not heard anything about that, James. So I need to get on the phone and call my reps and senators.
What is wrong with
you? Well, I don't think it's going through Tallahassee. It's just a bunch of left wing front groups that are gathering the signatures to get it on there.
You think this is there? So there's a way to get something on the ballot by signature.
Yeah.
There's a word for that. I can't remember. There's a
petition.
It's a petition, but there's another word I'm thinking of. I can't think of it. It's called.
Yeah, it takes, 60% to pass, but right. you got Central Florida, South Florida,
Hawaii,
four court, very liberal.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you can get, right. so by petition, you can get something on a statewide ballot in Florida?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to ban eating at McDonald's, you can get that on the ballot.
If you can get enough signatures.
If you can get enough signatures, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I did not know that. Okay. Well, you have to keep us posted on where that goes and what happens with that. Because we can't be losing our gun rights.
They may have gotten enough signatures to get it on there, but just imagine the biased ads they're going to run in favor of it.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. I mean, it's every day. So.
No, it's... Well, it's all stupid. Almost everything you see is fake or untrue or false. It's just amazing. The only thing you can listen to is Common Sense Radio. You will get the truth here. Anywhere else, it's terrible.
Yeah.
All the stuff that you get. All right, James, thanks for keep us posted
thanks
on that.
A lot. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Appreciate you listening. What do we got, about 2 minutes?
Yeah, a little less than that.
Okay, one thing, because we don't have time to... Judge Roy Moore announced for Senate today.
Yes.
We don't have enough time for me to really delve into that. So you now have Roy Moore, Tommy Tuberville, Bradley Byrne, some unknown legislator. Nobody I know. I can't even remember his name. And then apparently the Secretary of State, John Merrill's getting in. So
right.
He's filed his paperwork, so you'll have four... I don't have enough time to deal with how that's going to play out, and I know that I'm going to make a lot of people mad, so I might as well wait till I can spend more time and let you call in and stab me to death on air with texts and calls and about how I think that's going to play out, because most of y'all are not going to like it. But, hey, it is what it is, and we'll see. And who knows? My wife says I'm wrong about politics. Always.
Okay.
But hey, the other thing I was going to get into is the Dems are trying to lose. They're holding hearings for slavery reparations.
There we go.
I mean, really? They think
well,
that's going to work?
Juneteenth.
I guess that's what it is. That's what it was.
Hey,
okay.
Check our Facebook page, too, and read the article about Eddie Gallagher.
Eddie Gallagher, the seal that's on trial. I guess we're out of time. We'll be back next week. Honey, it's time to come home.